Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm reviewing my city card statement, and I have a charge on here from you folks that I believe is unauthorized. My name is Leandra Matter, and I have a charge of $210 of $49.89.
Okay. Can I please get your zip code?
93010.
And your first and last name, you said Leandra?
Leandra Matter.
For security purposes, can you please verify the address on the account?
2807 Avenida de Ortland, Camarillo, California.
Okay, bear with me while I look into the account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I see that you entered in a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, in the terms and conditions of that, it did state that you would also be agreeing to sign up for our Meal Plan app, which is a really good app. It has healthy recipes up there to help you achieve your goals. Now, what I can do for you is make it $20 a month.
This is not an authorized charge. Entering a drawing doesn't authorize you to credit my credit card $50.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions.
There were no terms and conditions.
Where it says are you 18 years or older, the terms and conditions is right there. But I can cancel out the account so you will no longer be billed.
Yes, you will cancel the account, and I'm going to take this to my city card and have them dispute it.
I can refund you $45 because there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, you're going to give me everything but $5?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's do that.
Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation confirmation number. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account.
I'm ready for it.
All right. Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 920-437-802.
37802. C920437802.
Yes, ma'am. That account's been canceled. You will no longer be billed by us. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.